Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, listen, Mark Kelly is in our studio. Give me 5 minutes with the Commissioner of the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events in the city of Chicago. Mark, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. A big Tail Hose fan, so I was very happy yesterday.
You're a Southside guy, huh?
I am.
How do you feel about those of us who could not name a player on the White Sox last year who are now big White Sox fans? Because I'm one of those Johnny-come-latelys.
I'm not. I could name you every player, their stats, their fielding percentages.
Really?
It's sick.
Is it okay that I'm new to the club?
Of course it is. We need a couple more members of our club.
Yeah. I think GN's going to help them that way, and I also think they're going to help themselves because while these kids won't win the World Series this year, rebuilds are slow processes, but it's more fun to watch a team rebuild than fall down, and it's all going to get better now. Well, that's what I've been told.
I think there's still a chance that they may surprise everyone and be a darn good team that gets better and better as the season goes on.
Well, they're in first place. They're undefeated.
They are.
You were on my show last spring as they were ready to unveil the Riverwalk for the season, if you will. Great big day. You had balloons and press conferences and microphones and bands. And it snowed about 8 inches that day, as I recall, or rained. It was a monsoon, wasn't it?
It was miserable.
Yeah.
It was miserable, but we smiled through it.
Yeah. So are you going to do something like that this year?
We're going to do better. So, again, we'll have fireworks at a waterfall of fireworks three bridges. We'll have music. Just all kinds of great new programming on the Riverwalk, new sculptures that we'll be unveiling that will be very powerful. There'll be a lantern procession at night several times during the summer.
Down the river, in other words?
Down the Riverwalk. Everyone will be encouraged to join in. It becomes a community celebration in a way to animate the Riverwalk.
Should I circle a date on my calendar for any of these particularly?
All of them.
Well, what's the first one?
The kickoff, you see, Flummox, the commissioner. The kickoff is the week before Memorial Day. It is May 18th. Friday will be the pyrotechnics off of the bridges, and 19th will be a full day. That's the Saturday of programming in the river.
I saw a story, we all saw it yesterday, that on the Merchandise Mart, the facade, the side of the Merchandise Mart, this gigantic building right on the river downtown, you are going to use projectors to project art on it, correct?
Correct.
What's unique about this?
Unique. We talk about, to use a baseball metaphor, we're blowing it out of the park. So this will be the world's largest permanent video mapping projection system. Doesn't exist anywhere else. There's video mapping festivals where, for example, the Sydney Opera House, there was a well-known festival where that building was illuminated. But this is all the time. It's Vornado, the owner of the Mart, is leading the way on this. And it's entirely dedicated to art. No messaging, no branding, no sponsoring.
What kind of art are they going to project on there?
Well, we'll see. We'll be commissioning the first illuminations will be in October, and there'll be some commissions for Chicago artists who will show us the power of this form.
Will it be photographs, or will it be, you know, paintings that are projected up there?
Well, it think of it as a new art form that you've never seen. It can take a painting, but then it can pixelate that painting. It can activate that painting. It can disassemble it and reassemble it. But it also can be original work created specifically for that wall. It can be moving images. This is so different than we all know the sort of attack of images that you see in Las Vegas or in on Broadway in New York City. This is the opposite. So it's not LED lighting. This is very soft, elegant, artful lighting and projections.
Projected onto the side of the merchandise mart itself. And you said this to me off the air, in 4D quality.
4K quality.
4K quality.
It is, the eye cannot see better than what it's going to project. So you'll see pristine projections, and at the same time, the architecture and the windows and the shapes of the building are also very present. So it really plays with the eye, because there's no bending of light because of the lasers.
Right. And this is the problem that you previously explained to me, too. Just tell me if I understand this. The problem would be if you projected it against the building with not a perfectly smooth facade, then the light would have to bend around corners. It would distort the images.
Right.
You'd get shadows, etc. So these are lasers that are actually projecting this onto there.
Well, and the lasers map out the wall that then tell the projection system where the light goes. So the light is perfectly calibrated to every square inch of the building.
So I'll still see and appreciate the topography, if you will, of the side of the building, but the image will look flat or smooth or something like that. It'll be appropriate.
Yeah.
And will it be faces like we have on the obelisk at Millennium Park, like that?
Well, since it's art, it'll be everything. It'll be allowing for the imagination of our artists, both here in the city and around the world, being offered this new canvas, being offered what has been often just too expensive for an artist even to think about.
Do you know what some of the images will be?
No, not yet.
You don't?
I can imagine.
Well,
what
you've
some
got
of
to
the
get
images.
On this. When is this thing going to debut?
It's going to be in October.
October.
2.6 acres. 25 stories tall, two blocks long.
Isn't that amazing?
And we believe that it is likely to become as iconic a public art piece as the Picasso, as the Bean.
Will you do a Mona Lisa? Would you just say, hey, let's throw the Mona Lisa up there for a day?
Oh, that's too predictable. That's too easy.
I don't think that'd be terrible. How about the Last Supper? Because that's a horizontal scape. You could do that on Easter Sunday, or I don't know.
Yes, wouldn't that be wonderful?
I don't know. But that's not a terrible idea. Okay, how about this? A boat. Do a long boat, because then it would be, you know, sort of against the river where the merchandise mart is, and it would be, wow, look at that boat by the river. How about that?
John, it's a good thing that you're in the broadcasting business.
Okay, then give me an idea. What would you like to see on there?
I want the artists of this city, for them to think through. I don't want it to be my image. I want it the artists of this city to realize, oh my gosh, this is now mine, and I can take my work. I can rethink it. I can take my work and put it forward on the wall. Yeah. I can play with it on the wall. I can pixelate my work. But I also, what I want more than anything is original new work.
Are you looking then in Chicago? Are people listening
yes.
now? Would you? How would they submit something to you?
It was just passed by the city council a couple days ago on Wednesday. So we have to quickly move to our next phase of this. We're going to be having a meeting with the artists of the city to explain the system. We're going to be talking to the cultural organizations of the city.
But you'll reach out to people and say, what have you got?
Absolutely.
And you don't have that website up and running yet.
No, can't submit that.
Would you like a picture of me and Steve Bertrand and Elif and Violetta?
If we have your full permission to rework that image and play with it and pixelate it and disassemble it.
I think we'll look great the way we are.
I know. We the artists want to play with you, John.
We can always look better.
Well, this is fascinating to me. Hey, can I ask you a question about the Bean?
Sure.
Do you have anything to do with the Bean? Is that your baby?
D-Case, we manage Millennium Park, so I think you could say it's our baby.
What do you make of Houston getting a kind of a vertical Bean?
Well, I have a bit of a different take than the playful dialogue in the Tribune.
The Tribune is ripping theirs.
In the end, someone who strongly believes in the power of public art, I want public art in every city, everywhere, and Anish Kapoor is a hero. What he did for Chicago is a gift, and that someone was inspired by what happened in Chicago and tries to, in some way, find their own way into that energy field is good for them. Also, good luck, because the bean has become one of the most iconic public art installations in the world. It's not our Eiffel Tower. It's the world's bean. And you know, we just came from Millennium Park. There's right now today on this a little bit chilly day, there's just thousands and thousands of people. So Houston, I hope it's as impactful for you, but it will be difficult for you to match what we do.
Hey, back to the side of the Merchandise Mart, which in October will debut this art. Do you have an exact date for me to
circle on the calendar? We don't have an exact date.
You got to get that to me, too, and then I'll get you the pictures of us and you can put them up there. Could you project a White Sox game or a Cubs game on the side of that thing? Could you do real-time video?
We could. We won't, because part of the agreement.
I'm full of nothing but good ideas here, aren't I?
Well, if the White Sox win the World Series, maybe I'll break our ordinance. But what's amazing about this is the Mart of Ornado has agreed to invest $8 million in the system, and $500,000 a year,
wow.
$500,000 a year to support it, and there's no branding. There's no messaging.
Nice.
There's no sponsorship.
Well, you could get that.
There's no broadcasting, if you will.
Yeah.
It is simply for a canvas for the artists of the world.
How about some deer and some rabbits kind of just playing? Imagine that. You're there and you see like a 40-foot tall doe just eating the grass and the leaves and the berries as it walks across the Merchandise Mart. Now, you got to admit, that's a good one.
Okay. Well, here's my thought on that. Animation before Snow White hit the screens was considered not to be an art form. It would be seen before films, but it was a plaything. And then Snow White came forward, and it blew everyone away with the deer and the rabbits. And wow, this is an art form. And I think we're about to see the same thing happen with video mapping and the Mart wall.
Right, but it won't be animated. It won't be moving. But
no, it can be. Absolutely.
You
could have animation.
Yeah, but
we could have an artist reimagining the White Sox victory parade.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
And by the way, props to you guys for not taking the easy way, and that is just get Boeing or somebody downtown to put their stamp on it, and every artwork, like in the lower right-hand corner of your TV set that has the network or some promotional tag there. We're used to seeing that. I could see how you could justify that and do that, but then it would mar the art, and you're not going to do that.
We're not going to do that. Think of the power of Times Square, but instead of the sort of attack of images that are all marketing, this is going to be flipped. And so, you know, Mayor Rahm Emanuel's Year of Public Art, we weren't done last year.
Yeah.
We're pushing that idea forward here and across the city.
It's nice to see you in the studio, Mark. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll get you those videos and pictures of the staff here. And then, by the way, when you do have the date for the first display, and when you have the website that people could send or a way for them to get you their art for display, let us know and we'll pass it along.
I will. Yeah. We'll be talking more about this, and it'll be great to see your face ripped apart and reassembled.
I wish you wouldn't keep putting it that
way. With thousands and tens of thousands.
Where did the time go? We're out of time. Mark Kelly is the commissioner of the Department of Cultural Affairs in Chicago. That's going to be on the Merchandise Mart in the fall, and we just got the word of that this week.